And now in studio is Leanne Claymaugh, who is the person who runs the show for Opera Louisiana. It's a great entity in Louisiana and in Baton Rouge. And these are different times for artistic groups, as we know. You've got to do your things virtual, and the Barber of Seville is the first made for virtual performance from Opera Louisiana. Tell us about it, Leanne.
So we're so excited because, of course, this is the production or a show that people are very familiar with. A lot of people will think about Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
You know, Bugs Bunny didn't really make it famous, but it helps because people have heard this music. And we've taken the best parts of that show. We've narrowed it down to just 1 hour. And we've produced it across, you know, five different cities with artists working in all kinds of different locations. It's really been an interesting process, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a really fun show.
Well, I hear it was filmed across three states, five cities. Is that right?
That's right. So we've been in Philadelphia and Minneapolis, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Bessemer, Michigan even. It's just been a lot of fun. So you're going to get to see a little snapshot of all of those locations throughout this production.
Well, and Matt Doyle is playing the Opera of Seville, Barber of Seville, beneath us. And opera is great. It even brought together Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Antonin Scalia.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, that's such a wonderful story and testament to the power of opera, I think. You know, I had a lot of friends who got to meet her and got to be a part of that production. It just was really amazing.
You're hearing the voice of Dr. Leanne Claymaugh. She's the general director of Opera Louisiana. And how you've had this post for a little while, haven't you?
I have since 2011. So okay. Next year will be my 10-year anniversary. I've been with the company since 2008. So.
And the concept of the Barber of Seville, this one, is reminiscent of the TV show Dallas with J.R. Ewing, Barry Hagman. How are you going to pull this off?
That's right. So our costumes and all are going to take you back to 1980s, to that iconic TV show of Dallas. We've really had a fun time with it. And you're also going to see a lot of Baton Rouge icons there. We had the support of the Baton Rouge Area Foundation. We have some really amazing aerial shots, as well as some great location shots here in Baton Rouge.
And you can make your appointment with the Barber of Seville Friday the 16th, as in
tomorrow.
My goodness,
that's right. And it's available all weekend, so
Saturday and Sunday as well.
That's right. Just $20 for that link.
And the any particular time that you have to get in on this Zoom cocktail?
Sure. So we're, you know, opera is very social. And so all of our events have a cocktail time ahead of time. A Zoom cocktail at 7 o'clock on Friday night. That's tomorrow night. And then the show is available after that. It's available all weekend until Sunday night about midnight.
Okay. So a Zoom cocktail tomorrow night, Friday. And you can watch it all weekend. The Barber of Seville. There is a modest charge, $20 for the whole family, right?
That's
to anybody who wants to, you can have a whole fat gang of people over to see the Barber
right.
of Seville, right?
You absolutely can. We encourage people to just enjoy this, watch it as many times as you want. We've had a good time making it, and we're really grateful to over 200 donors who participated in our fantasy opera draft, which made this production possible.
And how do you watch it on your phone, your computer, wherever?
You can watch it any of those locations. You're going to get a link that's unique, and that link you'll be able to watch. You can connect to your TV. You can watch it on your iPad, however you best like to enjoy your shows.
Dr. Leanne Claymaugh of Opera Louisiana. And for those who have some questions and beyond what we've talked about, best way to contact your fine group, Leanne?
Is going to operalouisiane.com, or you can email me directly, leanne@operalouisiane.com.
leanne@operalouisiane.com. Thank you so much, and good luck with the Barber of Seville.
Thank you, Jim.
And thanks to Matt Doyle and Lauren Hickman and Katie Ann McDonald. We got three producers, all of whom I think are above 6 feet tall, in the other studio. The tallest group of producers in North America right here for Talk Louisiana. And Lauren Hickman notes that Clarence Thomas was confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court 29 years ago today. He's been on the court for 29 years. He was 43 then. That would make him 72 now. The vote was 52-48 for Clarence Thomas. And remember, Louisiana had two Democrats in the Senate then, John Breaux and Bennett Johnston, and they both voted for Clarence Thomas, while their two Democrats from Arkansas, Dale Bumpers and David Pryor, voted against Clarence Thomas, saying he was unfit for the high court. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from First Financial, Tax and Accounting Services, and Vantage Health Plan. Back tomorrow, same time, same place. Stay safe and stay tuned.